Creepy Kids.
I'm Ayla.
And I'm Calla.
And we created Scary Stories for Creepy Kids. We make up stories that are a bit spooky and a bit silly. We hope you like them. And if you want to send us one of your own scary stories, we love reading them. Thanks for listening. Peace out. Bye. It's a super easy app to use, record, edit, and distribute your podcast to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more for free so people can listen to it all over the world, even in Transylvania. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm today to get started. Peace out. Bye!
It's our spooky Halloween episode.
You're not scaring any of us.
Sorry. I'm the geeky dad, and these are my not creepy kids. You know, that's not scary. That's just annoying. Loud and annoying. Not really scary, no.
How?
Dang it.
Okay. We have some special guests this week. We have the two little girls.
What two little girls?
From the Scary Stories for Creepy Kids podcast. Now, before they come on, okay? We're going to be talking about a movie that just recently came out on Disney Plus. What's the name of this movie?
Hocus Pocus 2!
It doesn't say the part 2, it just says
2. It says Hocus Pocus 2.
Okay, you don't have to say 2, you can just say part 2.
Right. Now, October is our big anniversary month because October is when we started this podcast. And one of our first episodes was called Revenge of Halloween.
When we were sick after eating a bunch of candy. Part 1.
Yeah, it was called Revenge of Halloween because the kids got sick.
And you were mad at Halloween.
Yeah, you were mad. And
it's part 1 and part 2.
Yeah, and in that episode, the kids were sick because they went trick-or-treating in the cold. And they reviewed a couple of scary movies. It was the first Hocus Pocus. And
Gremlins!
Both of the Gremlins movies. And I think we also did Goosebumps. Yeah. So, you know, if you want to go back to season 1, check out those Halloween episodes and enjoy the fun that we had back then. Now, as for this episode, this is going to be spoiler-filled. Okay.
Spoiler alert.
Okay.
Warning.
Okay. Now, before we bring our guests on, let's talk about the movie a little bit. What you guys like the movie, right?
Yep.
It's
too bad the witches won't come back.
Okay, that's a spoiler.
You went literally so far ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't skip all the way to the end, okay? The special effects look a little bit better now, right?
They look better, actually. They do.
Yeah. We got to see
even more funny things.
More singing.
I actually like the music in this one better than the last one.
My favorite part was when they... Remember when they said they should mind control them to make the stuff go away?
Right.
Salt go away.
Yeah. And they said their plan all
Yeah, those two sisters are very, very, What's the
Sarah
word?
Sarah and Mary. They're D U M B.
Yeah, definitely big time.
They're unsmart.
Very unsmart. Yes.
Yeah.
Who would say the evil plan to the good guys?
Yeah, villains. I like the part
villains
where...
Villains do that all the time. They're like... Oh, blah,
blah, blah. I like the part where she's up. Like, spread out. And she starts to, like, spread out.
Yeah. Like, she, like, splits and everything.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't do their famous catchphrase from the last one, like, when she says, amok-amok-amok-amok-amok-amok.
Yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't do that. But they do upgrade their brooms.
Yeah.
Vacuums.
Yeah. The last time they did vacuums, now they did those, like, what are those robotic things
called? Robot vacuums.
Robot vacuums.
Guys, remember those robot vacuum things helped them, save them?
Yeah.
They looked at some of the salt.
Right, right.
They cleaned
and
up all
we
the salt.
Actually got to see, okay, this is a big spoiler, but we actually got to see their origin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How they became witches. And she still had that big overbite back then, right?
Yeah.
Now, those little girls that played them as the young versions were pretty, pretty accurate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about you, but they should do a prequel series Disney Plus with those little girls and their adventures. What do you think?
Yeah.
Or at least, like, maybe if they do
another...
If they do another movie, let's see more of them as teenagers, you know.
Kids.
Yeah. Maybe...
I know all the sons, the sisters' names.
Yeah. They're, now...
What are the names?
A group of witches are called...
A coven.
A coven. Yes, that's right. And,
how many witches are there again?
Usually three. Now,
but this time, it was
three. And at the end of this movie, we kind of set up another coven, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, okay. Now, let's give it a grade. You guys liked it?
Yes.
Right?
Four thumbs up.
Right?
100%.
100%?
Yep.
100.
Okay. And, now, you liked it more than the first one?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
The first kid.
A little bit divided. Yeah. Okay.
The only reason I don't like it more than the first one because the first kids were more better. They didn't even need to use any magic.
I know why you like the first one because...
It has a boy.
Main character's a boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, two girls in the other one too, are you?
Yeah, exactly.
But they didn't do much.
Plus, there were no main boys in this.
There was one, but he was dumb.
Who?
The boyfriend.
Yeah, he's just like you.
Yeah.
Perfect.
No.
Do you even know what an inference is?
Also, the guy, the owner of the shop, he was a boy.
Yeah, he was not, even though he's kind of awesome.
Kind of bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, the
Billy Butcherson.
The zombie comes back.
Billy Butcherson.
Yeah. The cat does not come back, but
But did the cat like that cat?
Right.
Yeah, they almost thought the cat was still alive.
I really wish they should have showed like some of the original kids growing up come back at least for a cameo.
Or it could have been like the daughters or something.
Right, that would have made sense, you know.
Remember that boy was in love with in love with the girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now
they could have been married, and those could have been.
There's one scene that did not make any sense. Okay? When they're flying past one of the houses, I don't know if you noticed this, okay? But they look into one of the houses.
And showed, like, the TV show was had set.
No, and they see a family watching a scene from the first movie.
Yeah.
What the heck? So, did the movie... Did the events of the first movie happen and they made a movie out of it?
Probably, maybe.
Huh?
Yeah.
But maybe they made something like that movie. Maybe they made some scenes, but they made a totally different movie.
Right, right. I don't know. But yeah, you know, for a TV movie, this is a very good attempt. You know, it's not like... the greatest movie in the world. But, you know, it's a fun movie. If you like the first movie, I think you'll like this movie. you know, I think it's a little better. Also
It's a little better because it actually shows that she actually cares.
Yeah, you know, you give the sisters a little bit more depth in terms of characterization. And I think it's a little funnier.
Especially with the part with, like, Walgreens.
That's funny. Walgreens. That whole Walgreens section is pretty funny.
They were eating lotion.
Yeah, they were eating a lot. And face masks. Because they thought it was made out of children, which is even more gross.
Yeah.
They thought the lotion had children souls.
Yeah.
They
thought it was, like, potion.
And they thought the face mask was a children's face.
Right. Anyhow,
they're crazy.
Yeah.
They shall die now.
Well, I don't know. I never ate lotion. I don't know how it tastes.
Or face mask.
Or
cream.
I don't want to try it.
They said the face mask tastes like blueberries.
Yeah, because that's like
this. It's probably a blueberry flavored one.
Yeah.
Anyhow, this is a good family-friendly Halloween movie. It's not too scary.
It's not even scary at all.
Yeah, not scary at all. Unlike our guests coming on the show, those kids, they watch a lot of scary stuff. I don't think that you guys can even handle.
Oh, I can handle any scary thing.
No. No way you can handle the scary stuff that these guests can handle.
They're younger than us anyway, also.
Yeah.
I can handle anything.
You know. They live and breed scary stories because they're very creepy kids. And
don't call kids creepy!
This show is literally for creepy kids. That's
the title of the show.
Has creepy kids.
Yeah.
They still shouldn't call kids creepy.
That's what they call themselves. You guys call yourself geeky. They call themselves creepy.
Yeah. They rhyme. That's rhymes.
Creepy, geeky.
They're geeky and they're creepy. They're a bunch of kids on a podcast.
That does not rhyme at all.
This is a crazy thingy thing.
I don't know. I'm trying to make a song. Anyhow.
You should start thinking of some creepy stories.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll try to come up with something for their show. Anyhow, we'll be right back with our special guests. Hey, Ariana, have you ever read the news on the internet?
No, who has time for that?
Well, the Newsly app is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and reads them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time, the entire web becomes listenable all in one place. Browse articles from topics you choose and start playing.
Stop scrolling and start listening.
That's right, Rayon. You can follow any topic as specific as you like, from sports to science to even, you know, the Kardashians. Like, who cares about those guys, right? And you'll find the latest articles and they'll read them to you out loud. And you know what? They even have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 80 countries. Our podcast, the Geeky Dad Podcast, is there too. I started using it as my default podcast app. They even have digital radio. So download and use the Newsly app for free. And, you know, go to www.newsly.com. .me or from the link in our description, you can use the promo code GEEKYDAD and you get 1 free month of premium subscription. What do you think, guys?
Cool!
That's awesome!
Try the Newsly app. Okay, today is our big Halloween episode, and we have some special guests on the show. It's the scary stories for creepy kids, right? The podcast two wonderful little cute hosts. Now, what are your names?
It's Ayla and Angela.
Wow. I don't know. Where are my co-hosts? Where are they?
Boo!
Oh, there they are. Did we scare you guys?
No.
You can't scare them. They're professionals. Yeah. So, you know, you girls are pretty busy. You got a book out as well, right?
Yeah.
Wow. So, Mom and Dad, how did this whole thing start out? How did this whole podcast start?
Yeah, well, Cal, you know those things that you fill out where it is like, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Mm-hmm.
And Calla had said a podcaster, and it was like, well, what's your favorite subject? And she said scary stories. And we were kind of like, well, you don't have to wait till you grow up to do that. We can try it now. And we, of course, had no idea what we were getting into.
Silly.
Yeah. Yeah. Mom and Dad thought it should be silly, but they wanted to do scary. So we did it, and we've learned a lot over the past year.
So all these stories are original stories that you guys came up with, or did you have help from like other people like giving stories to you?
Well, sometimes we make them up ourselves and sometimes other people give them to us.
Oh, cool. Yeah. You kids have any scary stories?
No.
No.
Oh, boy.
So it's basically you. It's like creative stuff and you get stuff and you create stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They tell the stories. They narrate it sometimes.
They're basically narrators.
Yeah.
Creepy stories.
Yeah.
Scary
stories. Some of those stories are very creepy. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But the fact that when you guys narrate it, it makes it less like less scary because, you know, you guys are so cute when you narrate. Right? Now, Mom and Dad, how many stories are in this book?
I don't know the answer to this.
Oh, I might know that. I think, okay, so I'm going to estimate, because I don't know exactly, but I think there's about 40 in there. A lot of them are season one, like episodes okay. that we kind of reimagined a little bit to have them work really well in print. And then some of them are season two episodes, and some of them haven't been released yet. So.
Oh, okay. Okay, so today we're going to be reviewing Hocus Pocus Part 2. Now, Mom and Dad, you are probably young enough to see the first one, right?
Yes, and we actually, in preparation for this, rewatched Hocus Pocus 1, too.
Uh-huh. That was the first time I ever saw it. I never saw it before until just last week. So.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we never finished the ending of Hocus Pocus 1, but... the first time we saw it, then the second time.
Yeah. You guys saw it.
Yeah. Yeah. We saw both of them.
Yeah.
I think the first kids are better because they didn't need to use any magic.
Oh, you like the first kids better?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the second kids. Plus, I always love the originals.
Oh, yeah. Yo. So, what do you think? You saw both movies, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so in your opinion, which one do you think is better?
I like part two better.
Ah, okay.
I like. Why do you like it better? Because you get to see what the kids look like.
Oh yeah, the sisters, right?
Yeah, the witches when they were little. I like part one because I liked in part one. In part two, the ending was sad, and I liked in part one how the ending wasn't as sad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, to me, the ending wasn't sad because the sisters got to be together. Yeah.
Mm, true.
Yeah, yeah.
The only sad thing was that all the sisters had to disappear so they can't make a new movie.
Well.
And
well, about that, I don't know if you guys stuck around. After the credits, there actually was a little scene.
End credit scene.
Yeah, this is a big spoiler. Okay, everybody listening to this episode.
Giant spoiler alert.
Giant
spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert! Warning! Yeah. Warning! Warning!
At the end, they show a black cat going near another candle.
Yeah, the box said candle number two.
Did you guys see that? Yeah, that was after all the credits.
So that means the witches could come back.
Yeah.
Or there could be a new witch in.
Well, yeah.
We think they should be going against the old witch, the first witch that gave them the book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because two, there was the bird from the beginning,
uh-huh.
And they were walking like the witches.
Yes, the new girls, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what if like they team up with the other three, and together they're gonna probably battle that bad witch.
Yeah, because Winnie is actually in their depth because they got her back to her sisters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, what did you think? Anything was any creepy stuff was in that movie?
Well,
yeah.
Not even the when the zombie comes out.
No.
What the zombie is my favorite character of
yes.
both movies.
The zombie is funny. Yes.
Yeah.
But I like the cats too.
Yeah, you like the cat. I like the cat from the first one because it could talk.
Yeah. As cool.
Yeah.
I think Billy's the best because his head can come off and his body parts can come off.
Yeah.
And he won't die.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think he's coming back in the next one. He turned into dust too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
he went to sleep.
He was the one who gave him the way to come back to life. Without them, he'll be dead forever.
Well,
he's basically sleeping.
Well, if the other three girls turn into witches, maybe they could bring him back.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Movie. Yeah.
Or but why would they bring him back?
I think if they do another one, they should bring back other kids, but as adults.
Yeah, they could meet together.
Yeah, come and big gather up together, like a big meeting together.
Yeah. That should be like the last movie. Yeah. If the two big kids are adults, then the small girl won't be an adult because she was smaller.
Right. So now, girls, you probably have some big Halloween plans, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys are near Salem, right?
We've been dead.
Yeah. Yeah. They probably have a lot of celebrations there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How come in Salem they only start the girls with the witches?
I don't know. I guess back then they...
How come everybody always thinks boys are the best? Yeah, that's just, like, not nice.
They don't see any, like...
boy witches?
Warlocks.
Warlocks.
Yeah, warlocks.
In the olden days, when people thought witches were witches, girls weren't allowed to even talk.
I know. They didn't have any rights back then, no.
Oh,
yeah.
Then you wouldn't be able to talk. But for you, because you talk too much.
Hey, what's wrong with you? Don't say that.
Yeah, but other women are some... Other
You're in the presence of two girls right now. Why would you say that?
Three girls. Or two talk girls. Too much. Oh, yeah. Four girls.
How do you talk too much?
Hey, I don't talk too much. You actually do.
Yes.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
We should like put the stitches in his mouth like the zombie did.
No way.
Yeah, that's what we should do. You gotta like maybe you should learn some witchcraft and do that to him.
Hey. Oh, is he done? Oh, she'll get pain.
Get some duct tape, maybe.
Oh, okay.
That'll work.
So punch in the face.
Hey. No punching. Now, girls, you have any idea what you're going to dress up as for Halloween?
Yeah, I'm going to be Georgie, and I'm going to be Pennywise.
Whoa, Pennywise. You're, like, scared of Pennywise.
Me too.
You too?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you guys actually see that movie?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, my God.
They're too scared to even look at it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm scared of Chucky. She's the one scared of Chucky.
We're not talking about Chucky.
Yeah, we're talking about Pennywise.
I know.
But yeah. I'm not scared of stuff. She's the most scaredy cat.
You're scared of her.
No, I'm not.
I'm scared to go on the Ferris wheel.
No, I'm not.
Hey, calm down. Now, girls, how long you want to keep doing the podcast for? Like, how many seasons?
I don't know, but I want to do it till I'm 20.
Whoa!
What?
You have enough stories to last so long?
Yeah.
Whoa!
She can still make up stories.
So, like, do you like write some of these stories ahead of time?
Yeah.
You have it written in a book?
Somewhere? Well, we have them written on our mom's phone.
Whoa, on your phone. Mom, you better don't lose that phone.
I know. So we usually like they'll say them and I'll type them into the notes section of my phone so that we have them stored when we're ready to podcast.
Okay. And you're going to be doing like a book tour, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have an event planned at the local library. So we were just in Salem, but we actually live in Michigan. And so the area that we're in, they have a book signing at a local bookstore, and then they have like a costume party they're planning in collaboration with the local library. So
they have some Halloween stuff that we always set up on Halloween?
Yeah, we got to put some decorations up. Yeah.
Don't we have some stuff that we always put every Halloween, like?
We have some pumpkins, some skeletons. You probably usually put like cobwebs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell them what you made. Tell them what you guys just made. The graveyard.
Oh, we just made a graveyard.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Wow.
I got him together too.
What's your favorite thing to do on Halloween?
What's your favorite thing to do on Halloween?
Eat caramel apples.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Do you have enough? Last one.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't get that around here in New York. Yeah.
You don't get candy apples?
Candies.
My favorite thing is to dress up.
Yeah. Me too. Mine's is my favorite thing to dress up too.
Yeah. So trick-or-treating. Trick-or-treating too.
Yeah, trick-or-treating. Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Well, you know, what other scary movies? Like, what's your favorite scary movie?
I don't know.
Conjuring?
Oh, I like that. I like The Conjuring.
Whoa. You like girls are pretty tough. Hey. I'm even scared of The Conjuring.
Oh, Rihanna, what's your favorite Halloween game?
Halloween game? What kind of Halloween game do you have?
I have no idea.
Halloween games are like scary games.
Like Bloody Mary.
Like Luigi's Mansion. That's the best ghost game.
I don't think I play Halloween games.
Yeah. Now, girls, you got anything special for like your Halloween episode?
Yeah, normally we do a Halloween like special.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, how is it different?
A little longer.
Like, it's like longer.
Oh yeah? Okay.
What are you doing? Toast and tomato sauce.
Toast and tomato sauce.
Oh.
It's gonna be our Halloween special.
Oh wow. So everybody check out their show. Usually when do you have new episodes?
Wednesdays?
Yeah. Every week?
Every week. Yep, and we usually break after Halloween, but up until through spooky season.
Yeah.
Wasn't our first episode a Halloween episode?
Actually, yeah, our first episode was a Halloween episode. We reviewed Gremlins.
It was a bunch of Halloween because we were first sick.
Yeah, they got sick after trick-or-treating.
Yeah, and that's why it's called Revenge of Halloween.
So in our first episode, they're like coughing and sneezing, and they're talking about Gremlins and the first Hocus Pocus, actually. We reviewed the first one in that first episode of our show.
The second Halloween,
So. That we're going to do it on. We have to do the second Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, so
yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, so it's like a big anniversary episode for us. Yeah. So I really am glad you guys have been on the show. You know, it's good to always meet other podcasts with kids on the show.
Yeah.
That's like our show, you know, we have...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
we can have fun with other new people.
And it's great to have kids doing podcasts because I think, you know, it's a great way to express yourselves.
Yeah.
You know? You guys really like doing the podcast, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I hope you guys have a really spooky Halloween.
And a great Halloween.
Yeah, I hope you have a lot of candy.
Yeah.
And, you know, don't.
Me too.
Don't get sick of eating too much candy, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't get sick of eating candy. You go crazy when you eat candy.
No, that's only you.
No, that's only Ayla. Ayla goes crazy. I don't.
Oh, yeah? Oh, wow. Yeah.
You go hyper.
You get hyper?
Two.
Oh, boy. Good luck, Mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're going to get too much energy. You're not going to be able to deal with it.
Right. I know.
Too fast. Too crazy. Yeah. Too anything.
It's scary in a whole different way.
Yes. Yes, especially when she dressed as Pennywise. I hope you post that picture so we can see how you look.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, on one of our crosses in the graveyard, it says, "You'll flip two, and we're going to tie a red balloon to it."
Oh, wow. Cool. We should probably, you know, dress you up as the kid in that movie with the raincoat.
Hey, no.
That's
what Kale's
gonna be.
I'm gonna be
Drakey. Moon Knight. Oh,
Moon Knight.
Okay, great.
All right. So I can be a mummy. I can be wrapped up in toilet paper.
That's very nice. Yes.
Teepee houses.
Yeah. All right. Thank you again for being on our show, and maybe these two can come up with a scary story and.
As far as you guys can either submit a story and they can do it.
Yeah.
If you want to send us the audio file, we can do it that way. We've had people do that. Yeah. It's however you guys want to do it. We can figure it out. So
and
they get credit, obviously. Yeah, we'll say this is our special guests, and then they do it. So
and that goes for any kid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, any kid.
Yeah, so we've had a Canadian family submit a story once that we're able to use it, like straight up their recording. And then we had another little boy that we did our version of it and used his. So we did a double feature with it. And then we've had people just send in the stories. So, like, very flexible about stories because kids come up with great stuff. So,
yeah. So, anybody listening to this podcast right now, if you have some creative kids out there, submit some stories to this podcast and you might have it said on air. All right.
And if we get a story, we'll send it to you.
Yeah. So get to working, right?
Go. Pretty sure you can do happily ever after.
No.
Yeah.
I like happy endings, yes.
Yeah. Now,
thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
All right. And make sure everybody check out their show and read their book. It's on Amazon. Right now, right?
Yeah.
Scary stories for creepy kids.
That's right. Okay, thank you. That's good.
Thanks, guys. Nice meeting you.
All right. Have a nice night.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you again. This episode is sponsored by Audible. You know, you can get thousands of great selections of audiobooks, plus exclusive Audible originals you won't find anywhere else. And, you know, you can get theatrical performances, A-list comedy, and best of all, even podcasts like this one. And all you need to do is go to audibletrial.com/ The Geeky Dad Podcast, and you'll get 30 days free when you sign up. You know, when you download titles, you know, you can listen to them offline anytime, anywhere. The app is free and can be installed on all smartphones and tablets. You can listen across devices without losing your spot. And if you can't decide what you want to listen to, don't worry. You can keep the credits for up to a year. And then you can binge them all in a whole series if you like. So, go to audibletrial.com/thegeekydadpodcast and get your free trial on us. Help out the show, help out yourself, and listen to great audiobooks with A-list talent narrating. Right now I'm listening to Artemis, narrated by Rosario Dawson. You know, it feels cool to have a celebrity narrating to you. It makes you feel special. So try it out. Enjoy your spooky Halloween. And thank you to
Ayla and Kayla
from the Scary Stories for Creepy Kids. Check them out and read their new book on Amazon. And what do you kids want to say?
Thank you for being on the show.
And
please subscribe.
Please hit the bell, subscribe, and like.
Yeah. And what? Have a happy
Halloween.
And creepy Halloween.
And if you don't do this, we will hunt you.
And we're going to make the song. They're geeky and they're creepy. They're very kooky kids. They are podcast kids.
So
right here.
Da-da-da-dan.
Okay, we got to work on those lyrics.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Let me ask you a question. When you were a kid, did you ever wonder what teachers talked about in the teacher's lounge?
You probably didn't miss much. It's usually boring stuff like grading papers, lesson planning, and then figuring out the new train schedule.
The train schedule?
Well, I teach in the city.
But sometimes at one of the not-so-cool tables in the back of the teacher's lounge, you might find us, the Fandalorians, teachers by day, nerds by night.
My name is Mr. Richardson, and by day, Mr. McDonald, Mr. G, and I teach and inspire America's youth.
But by night, we debate, discuss, and argue about all things in the pop culture universe on our podcast.
We discuss all the biggest pop culture topics in the world, like Ozark, Stranger Things, The Marvelous Miss Maisel, Marvel, Star Wars, Top Gun Maverick, The Old Man, Bridgerton, you name it, we'll probably discuss it.
You guys watch Bridgerton?
Yo, season one of Bridgerton was awesome. You don't know what you're missing. Since we are teachers, you will always get a ton of background information about our topics and original teacher-themed segments, like our pop culture morning announcements, building meetings, and post-observation reviews of shows and movies. Oh, and arguing. You'll get lots of disagreements and arguing, like way more than I'm comfortable with.
You can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts. Just search for The Fandalorians, Teachers by Day, Nerds by Night.
Then join us every Monday as we look into the current state of fandom and pop culture.
Hey, look, the bell's about to ring. We need to head to the buses. Hopefully, we'll see you guys soon.
Well, I mean, they're not going to see us because this is a podcast.
I know.
But they can't even see us when you think about it. So they won't see us either.
Oh, my God. You know what I meant. It wasn't literal. Just ring the bell. Ring the bell.
The Fandalorians, teachers by day, nerds by night. I hope you listen and subscribe to us soon.
I hate you guys.